Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 119 for Monday, January 13th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking.
Woo!
We're also going to talk about this year's New Year's resolution, or maybe lack of New Year's resolution.
And this week's crazy news, we'll talk about McDonald's, a piss jug, a lottery ticket, pooping in the woods, and an elderly prostitute.
Yeah, that's a good lineup.
That's a good lineup.
You guys are going to get your fucking minds blown this week.
All for $3.
She'll do anything for $3. Hey, it's our first episode of...
I didn't fuck it up, Rob. I said the right year.
Yeah, no, I fucked it up by this cough. So I got sick over Christmas, and I'm feeling better now, but this cough just won't go away, and it gets worse during the evening. So, you know, I'll just have to make sure I drink lots of beer just to keep things nice and
liquefied,
nice and moist.
Yep.
And but I'll be all right. But anyway, as I was saying, this is the first episode of 2020. Very exciting. Yep.
Took us a long time.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, a couple weeks off, which I think was well deserved. Excited about another year of the Two Bobs.
Yeah.
Bigger, better, faster, stronger, sexier. We're going for
all those things. I think this is our, I think we've, I don't know. That's a good question. I want to say we've done it for 2 years, but I think that might be too short. Let's see. We started at the beginning of the year, pretty much. So around this time,
we started in 2017, though, didn't we?
Yep. So we went all of 17, all of 18, all shit. This is our
it's 3 years.
We finished three years. Does that make this our fourth, or this makes us our third?
That is how math works. Yeah.
I got fingers up, and I can't count them.
I know that's too many fingers. You only have 10 fingers.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully. Yeah, and I still can't get to four. January 9th. 2017, the first TCB-001 introduction. They were just trying to figure out where all the buttons were and, you know, how not to hurt ourselves.
Yeah, we were terrible. Not that we're good now, but shit.
Well, we've come a long way. But it's a lot of fun thinking back about that. And I still think about how nervous I was and eventually it took a really long time just to go, you know, so what? It's fine. It'll all be fine. Nobody's going to die either way if I fuck something up. And you know, as luck would have it, we're still here. And I'll be honest, I wasn't quite sure. I knew we would do it for a while because I like to do these things, and I didn't know. I never would have expected that we would have gone into our fourth year now of doing this. Did you?
I didn't, and you know, I didn't think we were going to get our first year. Really, I mean, our second year.
Who knew?
You know, because when I started it, you know, like you said, it is, even though we're not doing this live, it's still there's, you know, it's still. Right. There was a nervousness aspect to it. And like, I felt like it was a while before I could really be like act natural, I guess, on the podcast and make it conversational. And going back and listening to some of the earlier episodes, like, I feel like, man, we just like, we hadn't quite settled in at that point. It took a little while, but the good news is we did. And
took me 3 years.
Know, we unlocked the magic of alcohol, and that was a first step towards really getting the podcast where it is right now, because we realized that when we incorporated alcohol into the podcast, that made it better. And I think just it helps you loosen up a little bit. And fantastic. Number four. Here we go. And I think that being said, we should probably talk about beer since we're already on the subject.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Hey, Martin!
Did you guys do anything for the new year?
We just had friends over.
Yeah.
Friends and their kids, and you know, when you're dealing with kids, it just like they left at like 10:30, and actually both of my kids made it to the ball drop. But it was like it was one of those things, like the ball dropped and like 2 minutes later we were like, all right, everybody's going to bed.
Yeah, that's how it is. I mean, as a kid, I'd always go over to my grandmother's, and we would do it, and then we'd grab the pots and pans, and we'd go out into the the front door outside and bang the pots. And she had space, so it wasn't like there was somebody right next that would really be. But we would bang on the pots with the wooden spoons and make all kind of noise and Happy New Year and blow kazoos. And she always had a kazoo she liked to blow. And so it was a lot of fun. And we didn't stay up this year because we were getting up. We went to New York City for New Year's, but we actually went New Year's Day instead of New Year's Eve, so that hopefully most of the riffraff would leave. A lot of them were still there. They ended up waking up around the time we got there. So I did have a few moments of just kind of looking at people and in my head, you know, you watch the TV shows, you watch the movies and there people are shouting, but they're doing it as they're thinking it. It's kind of how it was. Yeah. It's like, stop bumping into me. Stop walking in front of me. Just get out of my way. I'm trying to get somewhere. It was still really crowded. And after the first day it got better, but I like to visit there, but there's people that live there and I could never do it. It's just way too crowded.
It takes a special person, but I think it's just getting used to the culture and the surroundings, because I have some clients that live in New York and, they'll all tell you, like, they never want to live anywhere else. Yeah. They just once, you know, and these people are generally, they're very cultural type of people. Like, you know, I have some clients that live in Greenwich Village and they have.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different.
And they've had.
I'm in Times Square.
Well, who lives in Times Square? Nobody lives in Times Square. But I mean, just they've had membership to the Met for like decades. Yeah. And they really, and they're both architects and both are responsible for some big, very popular buildings in the city. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. I couldn't do it. I love to visit like you do. But living there and I know things. I'm a big fan of the suburbs, but, anyway. Did we do the drop? I forget. Did we do the
drop? I did.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So this week I have a beer from Keweenaw Brewing Company. It's a brewery that we haven't had on the show before, and they're based out of Houghton, Michigan. And Houghton, Michigan is literally, it's the northern end of the Upper Peninsula. That's how far up it is. I mean, it's a different country almost. How far away Houghton, Michigan is. But apparently they have a brewery there. It's called Keweenaw Brewing Company. And what I have from them is, bless you, is the Widowmaker Black Ale. Oh. And first off, the can's pretty cool. It's a woman with big boobs and a red dress. And she has some sort of like mounted machine gun, like almost like surface to air machine. I don't even know what it is. I don't know enough about guns to know what kind of gun that is. Is it a Widowmaker? Because there's a gun that's called the Widowmaker, I think, right? Maybe that's it. But anyway, it's a black ale. It's 5.2% alcohol by volume. And where's the fucking website? I don't know. I lost the website, but that's okay. There's the can. There's information on the can. It says easy on the hops and easy on the palate. A light-bodied ale with hints of smoky molasses and a surprising depth of malt flavors. The Widowmaker, an early pneumatic drill without. It's a pneumatic drill. It looks like a gun.
Like a gun to me. I don't think they were lying there.
Apparently, it's a pneumatic drill. Pneumatic drill without benefit of dust suppression introduced to the Copper Country in the 1890s contributed greatly to the morality of miners due to prolonged dust inhalation. Great. So it killed miners because of all the dust. That's great. And they made a beer to honor it, apparently. And I'm going to drink it right now and let you know what I think about it.
Shitty.
It's a good beer. It's good beer. A little bit of sweetness from the molasses. It's very low in the IBUs. It's not hoppy, but it's not hoppy, but it is a little bit malty. It was a pretty. It's very dark, but also light bodied at the same time. I made it a 3.75 on Untappd.
Oh,
good beer. It's one of those, like, if I had bought I only bought one, but if I had bought a six pack, I'd drink the six pack. Then again, I drink most six packs. But anyway, that being said. Good beer again from Keweenaw Brewing Company in Houghton, Michigan. I'm going to doubt that you can get that brewery down there in Virginia.
Probably not. But I can, Rob, get other Michigan breweries, such as our favorites, founders. And this is not the CBS, although I did text you that as I was out there buying pretty much all the Total Wine had. And I got a bunch of CBS just because I want to have it. And I almost had one as a second beer, but I figured it's, you know, as special as you are and as special as the show is, it wasn't quite CBS ready tonight because I have something else that's really good too. And Melissa was, as she does, she's...
Well, not to mention it's a special occasion beer, right?
Yeah. And she mocked me. She was asking me if, like, how many I was going to drink. Was I going to save a bottle? Because, you know, when you're out of it and it's the last one, were you going to drink it? So those are all the same questions I had for you, which were good questions, I thought. But she decided to use them to mock me. It's like, end of the world, what are you going to save? I'm not really saving her.
Melissa's very mean.
She is mean. I'm not saving her. I'm saving the beer.
That's what I would do.
But anyhow, I will get back on track here and tell you that I've got the Founders Brewing Company, Frangelic Mountain Brown.
Oh.
And if anybody knows me, I'm not a big fan of the brown beers, but this one, I decided to give it a try because it was Founders. It was a limited release and was not something that I've ever seen. So I thought, well, it's Founders. It's got to be worth a try. So I will tell you about it. It's got to be good. I'll tell you about it, and then I will take a sip. But again, it's the Founders Brewing Company, Frangelic Mountain Brown, Coffee Brown Ale. Alcohol by volume is 9%. IBUs are 40. Rate beer rating of 97.
Dang, pretty good.
And availability, it's kind of weird. They say December, or they say January through March and then December. So I guess they brew it in December and it goes through March. So it's limited availability, kind of a seasonal here for winter. And the website tells us that we love a well-balanced brown ale, especially a brown ale of the hazelnut coffee persuasion.
Oh.
It's my favorite kind. Case in point, Frangelic Mountain Brown. Initially brewed and released in bottles in 2012, this deliciously sweet and nutty coffee brown ale quickly becomes a favorite amongst the beer fans and inspired us to continue pushing the coffee and beer envelope. Turns out your new favorite coffee drink is a beer. So I've been sipping on it, but I did not read that because I didn't want it to taint, and I just wanted to use the word taint in a sentence. I didn't want it to taint what I thought. So I'm going to drink it and tell you what I think. Smells right away. I smell, it smells like there's chocolate in there.
Did you hear they make taint Band-Aids now?
Scratch and sniff.
No, they're $25 each, and they have little electrodes, and they put electric pulses in your taint, which helps if you have an issue with premature ejaculation.
So you put the Band-Aid back there?
It's a single-use Band-Aid. You put it on the taint area. It sends electrical pulses, which apparently can be controlled by app by your lover to control the intensity and, lengthen the process out, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And they're $25. So I'm just happy to report that I don't have issues with that.
Now, do you need a prescription for these, or you can just get them over the counter?
No, you just get them over the counter.
Huh.
It's like a Thames, like one of those Thames machines.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But for your taint. What a great fucking day to be alive, Robert.
Well, I will tell you that this beer is a great day to be alive, Rob. But I smelled what I thought was chocolate, but it could be. It's a sweet smell, so it could be the hazelnut. But anyhow, I don't taste a lot of coffee in there. It's very subtle, which is good for those that do not like coffee. I do have that nutty taste. There is the chocolate. There is the hazelnut. It's really good. I rated it a 4.25. Ooh. I might even push it a little bit higher now that I'm deeper into this glass. But I love it. I only got, I'm pretty sure it was a 4-pack. Yeah, 4-pack. It's available in draft and 4-pack. I'm pretty sure I only got it at one of the 4-packs, so I might be heading back up to the Total Wine and get some more. And ironically, the Founders website on here has a link to the latest check-ins on Untappd, and they tell you who's been drinking this beer. And I haven't shown up there yet. It's a little bit behind, but
I wonder if they have Mr. Pizza Bootleg on there.
No, it's the check-ins is where you can get it. Or Jeff V is drinking Frangelic Mountain Brown at Luke's Treehouse. Matthew C is drinking it at O'Brien's Wine and Spirits. John is drinking it. It doesn't say where. But I did look to see where you can get it. I took the liberty of punching in your zip code here. And you've got the Meyer, Hillcrest Market, Parkway Party Center, Liquor Resort.
Hillcrest Market, I can almost walk there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Nino's. Napa
Valley has it.
Yeah, Kroger's. All the Myers look like.
Oh, shit.
Wine Valley, Marvin's Kelly's. Mini Market at the BP.
Saint well, Coach. Then.
I don't know where any of these places are, but the Save More Drugs. So pretty much everybody sells.
Yeah, I mean,
somewhat expensive four pack of beer.
Well, that's Founders in Michigan. I mean, you can pretty much get them. I think some churches carry it.
As they should. As they should. But no, I love it.
Well, that's awesome. I'm gonna have to get some now.
Do it. See if you rate it more than 4.25.
I might do 4.5, just to one up you.
One thing that we tend to talk about, we'll actually go ahead and do this part now.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
It's not really a good way to segue into this just yet, but we did get a voicemail. I don't know if you saw it.
So, no, and I did, and I will say this. I got home from work today, and Kelly goes, yeah. Did you get a voicemail? Did you? And I said,
what?
The two Bob, she goes, did you guys get a voicemail? I go, no. I said, I don't know. I was super busy today, and I maybe missed it. She's like, oh, okay, I'm just wondering. So she wouldn't elaborate.
Well, that's strange. And they must have decided. Well, I won't even say they must have decided to kind of not really collaborate on this. But there must have been something, because Melissa said, "Hey, you get a voicemail," and I'm like, I'm standing in the kitchen. And there's nothing on there, and then I look at my phone and there's nothing on there. So yeah. She goes, "No, you have another place to get a voicemail." I said, "Well, I just finished work. I didn't get any calls, but I decided to check my email, and there it was."
Hi, Bob. This is Melissa. I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year. And thank you for all the laughs these past few years.
She's so nice.
I'm sure 2020 is going to be your best year yet. And I know that will especially happen whenever Rob pre-drinks.
I take back everything I said about it earlier.
One parting thought. I hope you always remember that no matter how good of a boy you are, Finnegan will always be better.
That's
true.
Talk
to you later. Bye.
Very true. All true things in that message.
So that's funny that you mentioned. She didn't tell me that she and Kelly talked about it, and maybe Kelly decided to leave one too, and I didn't get it. But that would have been weird if they had both done it. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the story behind that, so I'll have to find out when I go back upstairs.
Well, that was very nice. Finnegan is a good boy. It always is better when I pre-drink, and also I take back everything the negative comments I said about her earlier about her being mean, because you know clearly she's not.
Yeah, no, she's better than a lot of the listeners out there that are listening and not leaving anything that's very nice for us. So, and I did pre-drink. I drank. We got all. This is very weird for me. I was sitting there eating dinner and I kept looking at the clock. She's like, "Well, what's going on?" I said, "Well, we're recording a lot earlier tonight than we normally do. So, normally it's 8 o'clock and things are kind of done. It's like, oh, we're gonna do it at 6:30 tonight. So I'm gonna forget. So we ate dinner. I decided. I'll have a beer since I'm going to be coming right down. So,
I have not had dinner yet. That's why I'm eating Cheez-Its, because I'm like, shit, I'm drinking beer. I haven't eaten for 7 hours.
You're going to be done.
Seriously. But I wanted to, and I'm glad we did it a little bit earlier today. I figure I can get up there and help put the kids down and order some dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I kind of fell off the diet wagon a little bit. Like, I haven't gained a bunch of weight back or anything, but I haven't been losing. I haven't been losing either. But so I've decided tomorrow morning, I'm going to go back on the diet. Oh. Like, they were calling me. They're like, hey, Rob, you all right? Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be in there. So anyway, I'm going to go back on starting tomorrow morning. So tonight I'm like, you know, we'll have to
live it up.
We'll have to DoorDash some good food.
A lot of pizza. Well, do you have any New Year's resolutions? Do you do that sort of thing to yourself? Or are you at the age where you realize that nobody really ever follows those? So why bother?
No, my New Year's resolution doesn't exist, and the reason being is because I don't want to be disappointed in myself when I don't follow it.
That's right. By the end of the month,
I'm just being realistic. Like my New Year's resolution is to live to see 2021. Okay, you know what I mean, I guess not dying in 2020 is really my goal. So how about you?
No, same thing. I don't have an official resolution, and I haven't in years, but for the same reason, because I know it's, oh no.
All the listeners calling. Hold on.
Put on speaker.
I'm going to. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. What? Hey, you're on the Two Bobs right now because we're recording a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
She should have called me. Hello there.
She's
Bob K.
You're not going to be able to hear him because where I have headphones on, but she said hello. He said hello to you.
Oh.
He can hear you, but you can't hear him.
Ask her if she's wearing her headphones.
Gotcha. I also hear my echoing again, which I hate.
I know. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Adjust your hearing aid.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm on my way to Roger's Roost to meet a couple friends.
Oh, drink some beers?
I'm going to drink some beer.
Oh, good for you.
I'm hoping they have my Guinness or my Founders.
You do like Guinness and Founders, and, you know, both are good. Both are good choices.
What was that, Rochester Red? Was that?
I do. So for my, I like both.
Roger's Roost. It's a restaurant.
Yeah. It's a restaurant bar.
Yeah.
Tell her to get the Frangelic Mountain Brown.
Did you have anything that you needed to tell us?
No. I was just see if you ever heard anything this afternoon, and I want to to please look, because airfares are really fluctuating.
Oh,
for our trip. So,
well, they're gonna do that. They go up and down, and
yeah,
you know,
I want you to look at time.
Okay, I don't care. I don't care when we go. Just tell me when we're going.
You don't care what time?
No, as long like don't book like a 6 a.m. flight or anything like that. Well, like, we're fine.
Yeah.
That won't happen.
No, it's looking more like a 3 o'clock.
I like 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is a great time. No, not in the morning. Shit. Fuck that.
Oh.
No.
I'm joking. 3 in the afternoon.
No, 3 in the afternoon is a great time to travel. I'm not picky, though, Mom. Like, just whether you want to go the day before.
What we're doing?
We're going to Amsterdam, Red Light District.
Are you?
We're going to hit up the brothels. No, we're going on a Caribbean cruise. The whole family. The kids are going. Finnegan's going.
I didn't approve this time off.
No.
Robert said he didn't approve this time off.
He can't get the time off? Damn it.
I know. It's all right. I'll just quit then.
To be him, don't it?
I think I'm going to be sick that week. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I can let you guys get back unless you have any important questions.
No, nothing crazy. You know, we'll touch base, Mom. You and I should say, and maybe Robert. He can call you too if he wants.
Robert can call me, but
yeah,
not going on the trip.
No, he doesn't get to go on the cruise, but you know, no. But you know, that's all right. But yeah, we'll talk tomorrow, and I'll answer whatever question you were talking about. What I heard this afternoon, I don't know what you're talking about. So,
but anyway, all right, love you both. All right.
Love you too.
Love you, Mom.
All right. Bye.
Wasn't there a Rochester Red? Isn't that the beer that she used to drink?
Yeah, there's a Rochester Mills Brewery, and they have one of their more popular brews is Rochester Red.
It's well, that's what they said. You're like, no, she's going to this other place. It's a restaurant. But that's all this beer.
But she said Roger's Roost. I thought that's what you heard, and you thought she was saying Rochester Red. That's all.
Well, she said she was going to drink Guinness, and I thought, well, no, she's going to have Rochester Red.
Well, she's moved Irish. On. She likes Guinness.
She's upgraded. I don't know. She's upgraded.
I don't know.
What were we talking about? Tab open, thankfully.
We were talking about New Year's resolutions and how we're not going to do them.
But this one made me think about it. Stupid. But I realized after, you know, Ben's 10 years old. He just turned 10, and he's been resisting riding a bike forever because he's always afraid he's going to fall. And then one day he comes home, he goes, I want to learn how to ride a bike. I'm like, okay. So we always buy them. Well, we bought them 2 bikes, and they always sit there, and the wheels rot. This one actually still works. So I put them on it, and I start walking behind him. I just let go, and all of a sudden, he's riding up and down the street.
Nice.
So he figured out how to ride it without even ever sitting on it.
With training wheels or without?
No wheels.
All right.
So, but part of me, I was running behind him for a little while, and I probably did it a couple of times for a little while, and I was completely out of breath. I thought I was going to die. So you can just ride on your own. I ran for a little while with him just to make sure, because I didn't want him to get too excited and then jerk the wheel or something dumb and fall. So I did that, and then I realized I am really out of shape. So yeah. I understood that one of the hallmarks of the annual resolution thing is to run or exercise, lose weight, do a run. And I happened across this challenge here, which seems like it'd be something up my alley, but I would never be able to finish it. And it's the Krispy Kreme challenge. And I love Krispy Kreme donuts. And I know you get them up there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got them all over the place.
Okay. But you ever go to the place where they make them and then comes out and you eat them? Okay. Yeah, well, that's good.
You ever had their milkshakes? They put a miniature Krispy Kreme donut on top of the milkshake. It's great.
Oh, no, never. I've had the donuts 1,000 times and I can sit there and eat a box of them, which is why I can't run behind my 10-year-old riding a bike.
You got to get one of the milkshakes.
Yeah. I'll have to go try that. But the Krispy Kreme challenge is actually pretty cool. And I thought it might be something I could work towards.
This could be a good resolution.
Yeah, unfortunately, it happens in a month, and I won't be able to do it. But what the Krispy Kreme challenge is, it's 2,400 calories, 12 donuts, 5 miles, 1 hour. So basically, you run the first half of this run, this 5 mile run. You run the first 2.5 miles. Yep. And then as a reward for doing 2.5 miles, when you get there, they give you a box of 12 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
What you have to do is then shovel those down your gullet, which is no problem, and then run back the other 2.5 miles.
See, this is where it gets really bad.
Yeah.
Because I could probably take down 12 Krispy Kreme donuts without any problem. Yeah. But running 2.5 miles, doing that, and then running another 2.5 miles.
Exactly.
I would die.
Yeah,
probably. Physically.
I would never make the 2.5. No. Miles, unless I could walk it.
People be walking by, and then you just see me on the side of the road just going,
that's right. I'm going to need another box.
Yeah, that's what would happen. I'd say, shit, I need another 12 donuts because mine are on the floor.
That's right. These are spoiled.
These donuts are bad. Need some more. I need more so I can get energy to finish this race.
These donuts taste like batteries.
They don't taste as good on the way out. I've never regurgitated or vomited up a Krispy Kreme donut, but my assumption is it does not taste quite as good as it does going down my gullet the first time.
They're unbelievable. So it's done for charity, though, so it's a good thing.
And the things we do for charity.
Yeah. February 1st, 2020, if you're interested, the Krispy Kreme Challenge is student-run, charity-based race dedicated to supporting the mission of the North Carolina Children's Hospital. So KrispyKremeChallenge.com is the website if you're actually in the area of North Carolina or you feel like traveling there for the 1st of December and want to run it. Looks like the registration's still open according to the website. You can do it.
I'm good. I'm gonna pass on this one. You can do it if you want, Robert, but
I'll pass out and die on this one, Rob, if I do it.
By the way,
if you're trying to get rid of me, if you want to get to year 5, I need to stay away from it.
That's true. By the way, I'm having a French toast devil dog oatmeal stout from Rogue Brewing. Such a good one. So much French toast flavor inside of a beer.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It does.
I'm really liking this Frangelic Mountain Brown.
Over the holidays, we were so fucking lazy. Callie and I, one morning. So we had one night where the kids stayed at my parents' house. And our plan was to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And then we're going to redo the flooring in the kitchen and maybe the bathroom off of the kitchen.
Oh,
and so we were going to go look at flooring and schedule and ask somebody to come out and measure and do an estimate.
Yep.
And then we were going to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And then, and then I'm like, we'll go home and just, hang out and stuff like that.
Netflix and chill.
And other things. And then the next morning, we'll go to breakfast. Well, that turned into we left my parents' house. And did we go to? Yeah, we did actually go to dinner, but we're at dinner. And she's like, do you really want to go shopping for flooring right now? I'm like, no, I don't.
No.
So we went straight home.
Yeah.
Changed into sweatpants as we do because we had given up on the day at that point. Got a good night's sleep. Woke up the next morning. We're like, hey. And I'm like, hey, we should go to breakfast. That'd be fun. We woke up in the morning. What do? We DoorDashed IHOP. We were so lazy. We're like, we don't want to get dressed and go somewhere. We door-dashed IHOP. That's how
IHOP out of styrofoam is always good.
I'm telling it travels better than I would have thought. Like I had an omelet and Kelly had like some of that like fresh toast that they put like cream inside of it, like some sort of like frosting cream shit, like stuffed French toast, right? I think that's what it was. Yeah. Waffles, whatever the fuck it is. Yep. But anyway, she had French that toast. And it was great. And now and then I took a nap.
Probably a smart thing because you've got a limited amount of time when the kids are not in the house and you don't want to spend it getting ready, driving over there, sitting around waiting for the server to serve you. You want to do your own thing. You're maximizing your time. So really that was the smart thing to do.
Exactly.
And it's fucking breakfast. It goes in styrofoam better than anything.
Really?
Like we order Red Robin sometimes and it comes like Red Robin is better like when you're there.
Some food just doesn't travel well.
Yeah,
and
it's still
good
because it's a burger, but it's better to get it there. But I have a feeling that breakfast is that's one of those things that you can get like, by with.
Well, exactly. You don't want to eat a good steak, for example, out of a container, right? You want to eat it at the restaurant exactly 10 minutes after it comes out of the grill off the grill.
Yeah,
and with a steak knife and a fork and that's an experience. Breakfast and other food, like you just want to eat it. Like breakfast, actually, if you ate IHOP with a real actual fork and knife, like a silverware set, it would take away from the experience. I want to eat that shit on plastic, out of styrofoam. I want to, and the great news is DoorDash made that possible for us. So thank you very much.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing?
To try that.
Crazy news. Crazy news.
Yeah, it is time. Yeah. I don't know which the button it is. I think it's this one.
I'm glad your iPad still has battery. Now you know you're rusty. trying to play the drop and hanging up.
I was using the keyboard to use the shortcuts, and I'm changing tabs and changing screens to try to get to where I was. And then I hit the tab and the Q are right next to each other. So on a Mac, you hit Command Tab. And I'm command tabbing to the right screen that I get to get to the next segment. Yeah. And I hit command Q or I hit command tab over to the Skype and then hit command Q and that canceled it, closed it all out. So luckily the first part did record. It says today at 6:39. So that did work. So now this will be the second segment. So make sure when you upload your segments after we're done here, you upload both. So when I edit, they're all there.
We'll see.
It's my fault.
I know what I'm doing. I know that there's two recordings now. I'm just concerned you. Anyway, who's doing the first story?
Well, I'll take this one, and there's nothing shameful or harmful in here to where you're gonna say later that I set you up. So I'll take this one.
Well, no, because I picked all the stories.
Well, that's true. Well, except for the last one. So you never know. But I guess if I'm doing the first one, I get the last one. So
we'll get World News Daily Report in there.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, the first one here, and just because I love McNuggets, I'll take this one. It comes from our friends at The Smoking Gun, where it tells us the dipping sauce rage lands a woman in jail. This is patron 19, threatened to rob McDonald's. January, and incensed that she would have to pay extra for dipping sauce, a McDonald's customer threatened to rob the restaurant and warned she would get the condiments by whatever means necessary, according to Florida police. So, and they do that. They'll give you the two, and then they'll say extras or a quarter or something dumb. But if you figure a quarter is not that big of a deal, but evidently to this young lady, it was. So as detailed in the arrest affidavit, McGuire McLaughlin, say that 10 times fast, 19, arrived at a McDonald's in Vero Beach around 3:45 a.m. on January 1st and say no more about it. And that explains everything. McLaughlin, seen above, ordered a large amount of food, which she paid for at the drive-through window. At that point, McLaughlin, who lives about 5 miles from the restaurant.
Isn't it McLaughlin? No?
I don't know. It's not a McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
So what's... She looks fucking crazy, too.
She does look like she's had a bad day.
Call her McLovin for the rest of the story, please. Thanks.
All righty. At that point, McMuffin lived about 5 miles from the restaurant, asked for one dipping sauce in each flavor that McDonald's offers. And the employer responded by saying that each packet would cost her 25 cents, at which point a verbal altercation ensued.
Oh, boy.
And I've some of these I've never, maybe I've seen them. I always get the hot mustard, so but maybe I'll have to start asking for some of these. They look kind of good.
Honey mustard. I've had the honey mustard.
Yeah.
Chipotle barbecue. That sounds good, too.
Looks good. The creamy ranch. But see, on the McNuggets, I don't think that's good. Maybe if you're getting, like, tenders or something, but McNuggets is hot mustard. Some of the other old classics are good, but
I might try the honey mustard with the chicken nuggets. But I mean, generally, I'm a hot mustard guy as well. Yep. We discussed this.
Yep.
I'm gonna try the honey mustard though.
Yeah. Well, McMuffin allegedly began yelling profanities at several employees, as was her right, stating she would rob the establishment if she didn't get her sauce.
That's what I would do.
Yep. The worker told police, adding that she would procure the dipping sauce by whatever means necessary. The employee, however, could not specify what she meant by her comment. When questioning McMuffin, police detected alcohol in her breath, as we had already figured out.
She's only 19, though.
Yeah, and noted that the teenager's eyes were glossy and speech was slurred, kind of like mine. McMuffin then states would momentarily become cooperative with police and then begin yelling profanities at them. As long as she didn't whip her dick out, that's probably all right.
That's true.
Several McDonald's workers were distraught by her actions. One female worker said she was in fear for her life. McMuffin was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, free on a $1,000 bond. She should have just paid the 25 cents. She is scheduled for January 28th arraignment on the misdemeanor counts.
See, this is the problem.
Yeah.
It is, I don't know what I was going to say.
It's not really a problem, is there, Rob?
The problem was that they should have just given her an extra fucking dipping sauce. There's such a high markup on that shit. Give her another fucking dipping sauce. You go to Taco Bell and ask for hot sauce, you get a pound and a half handful of hot sauce. Yeah, yep. they don't care. They're just like, hey, take this. Like, I mean, in this case, you know, all she wanted was another one, and then they told her no. She's like, what? I'll fucking kill all of you.
Well, at one point, the Taco Bell, they were rationing out the hotter sauces. Like, you could get the mild and you could get the medium, but you couldn't get, or the hot, I guess they call it, but you couldn't get the fire or the Diablo without asking for it. They didn't put it out.
You'll blow your ass out if you have more than like two of those. They're just looking at it from a liability perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fire. Give me fire or nothing. I haven't tried the Diablo. I'm always afraid of it.
Fire. That's the problem.
Yeah. Fire's good, though.
Fire. It's good stuff. Not out of your penis. It's not.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. Speaking of which, this one's yours.
You don't want fire coming out of your penis. I promise. I've never had it. No. I've never had, for the record, I've never had fire coming out of my penis. But if I did, I feel like it would be a negative experience.
George says so, too.
Is going to take us to Pineville, Kentucky.
Oh, as it should.
Where a woman was, she doesn't look,
she's kind of hot. Doesn't
look not well. Oh, I'd take McMuffin over her. That's for sure.
Big
woman
time.
Arrested after trying to pass off dog's urine as her own.
Here, taste this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure at some point in your life, you've had to pee in a cup.
Yeah.
And sometimes people
pee in the sink. Sometimes
if you have a, if you have a situation in which you are on probation, you were arrested or got in trouble for something, you have to pee in a cup for other reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they generally, there's safeguards in place that make sure, like, there's little temperature things on there. And again, I don't know this. I've never been on probation. I've never had to pee in a cup for anything other than at one point, when I got my job 15 years ago, maybe they had me take a drug test. I don't remember. But anyway, there's little temperature things on there that let them know that this is a warm sample. Yeah. And it's a big deal that that you don't have somebody else in the room with you, because they want to make sure it's your actual pee. Maybe there's not a rule that says you can't have your dog in there with you. And maybe this woman took advantage of that. So on Monday, a woman was arrested after she tried to pass off dog urine as her own.
You don't succeed if you learn from it. It's not a failure.
Exactly. Oh, Bob Ross. After she tried to pass off dog urine as her own to her probation officer. Police responded to the Bell County Probation and Parole Office and spoke with officers. In order to show light. Sounds like he's whacking it. Is he jerking off in that one? Who advised that Julie Miller, 30, of RJ, was at the office for a regular probation visit. As part of her supervision, Miller was asked for a drug screen.
Oh.
One officer told another that Miller had sneaked in a sample of urine to pass it off as her own. An officer asked Miller if the urine was hers, and she admitted it was not, and that it was her dog's urine.
Oh, no.
She admitted to officers that she brought it in because she knew she would fail a drug test. How do you get your dog's urine? Miller told officers that she had used meth and Suboxone. I don't know what Suboxone is.
No.
Probably a good high, though. Miller was arrested and taken to the Bell County Detention Center, where she was charged with tampering with physical evidence. She was also served a probation violation and with trafficking and a controlled substance warrant.
Huh.
Oh, bummer.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. If you're on probation, don't use drugs and definitely don't try to collect your dog's piss and bring it in as your own.
Well, it's easy. Well, I guess either one of it. I've had to collect my dog's, you know, urine there, and it's a female, so it's a little bit different than a male's, but I guess either way it can be done. Especially if you really need to, you'll figure.
Well,
out
I guess
way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, Finnegan, if he's out there, I mean, he pees, and I mean, I suppose I could stick my hand down there and try to collect it, but she didn't have any friends, anybody that would just give her urine. She uses the dogs.
No,
at least use human piss, right?
Yeah, it's true.
That's weird. That's really weird, Robert. That's unexpected behavior.
Yeah, and unacceptable at the same time.
Unexpected, unacceptable. I finished my Cheez-Its. We're good.
Oh, I wish I had some. I ate a handful of cookies before I came down here. I got some cake upstairs.
Were they chewy or
no? They were crunchy. They were crunchy. Oh, they were the Candy Blast Chips Ahoy.
I ate that whole over a span of like a week. I ate that whole fucking package of Chips Ahoy Reese's that I had. They were so good.
I had those down here. Good. My podcast studio that I was working down here. And I just brought the whole container down. I'd eat it throughout the day. It's why I can't run behind my son's bike.
I had the whole thing.
They're really good. They're going to be disappointed at you if you tell them that when you go back for your weigh-in.
Well, I'm not going to tell them any of those things.
Okay, good. Well, don't let them listen to this shit.
I'm going to tell them I thought I was dying, so I figured this might as well live
that's right.
Live my life fullest.
The last thing he ate was some couple of Chips Ahoy. Been there, done that. Well, this one's going to take us to Flowood or Flowood, Mississippi.
Fantastic.
Where a bond was issued for two men accused of trying to cash a fake $100,000 lottery ticket. Who hasn't done that? The culprits, who were very smart, by the way, used glue to attach the winning lottery numbers to their losing ticket.
They glued them on.
Yeah. You can't tell.
Nobody will notice.
This looks good. Two men accused of trying to cash a fake $100,000 lottery ticket faced a judge today.
Do they not know that the place that takes the tickets doesn't actually look at the numbers? Like, there's a code on it that has to match a specific number for them to accept it.
No, the numbers were all that they cared about. Otis Latham, 47, and Russell Sparks, 48, of Columbus faced a Rankin County judge on Tuesday. Both suspects pleaded not guilty, Your Honor. Latham was given a bond of $51,000, and Sparks, who obviously was not the mastermind, was given a $20,000 bond.
I don't think either of them were the masterminds.
Sparks is due in court on Thursday for his preliminary hearing. Flowood police arrested Otis and Russell, both of Columbus, Monday, and charged them with conspiracy to commit an uttering counterfeit instrument. Conspiracy to commit an uttering counterfeit instrument. I don't know what that means. Over $1,000. This is serious, Rob. That's why they're going to jail. The would-be crooks used super glue to attach the winning numbers to a losing ticket and tried to cash it in on Monday at the Mississippi Lottery office in Flowood. Lottery officials called Flowood police and stalled the culprits until Officer Millwood arrived and arrested them. Trying to cash a counterfeit lottery ticket is a crime punishable by up to 20,000 years in prison and $50,000 fine. And that's probably why they wanted to do the ticket for $100,000 because they knew they'd get change back on their $50,000 fine.
Probably. They wanted it all in cash.
Yep.
Yeah. We get that in 20s.
Yeah. I don't know. One seems like a better investment.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Good for them. I'm glad that, you know, they tried. A for effort.
Yep. The true winner was able to get their money, though, so these guys didn't steal it.
Well, that's good. It's important that that happens.
That's right. Yep. Where are we going next?
We're going to Wisconsin. You ever been to Wisconsin?
No, I do see it's Madison.com. Yeah, I didn't know Milton. That.
Yeah.
Alexa, where is Milton, Wisconsin?
Milton is a city in Rock County, Wisconsin. It is located 92.0 miles northwest of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah. Yeah. Inner city.
Oh, look at that. Well, Milton teacher in Milton, Wisconsin, a teacher admitted to defecating in in rural Whitewater Park for more than 2 years. A Milton School District English teacher retiring later this month. Sounds like an old man. Retiring later this month will pay $6,070 for defecating on buildings in a public park for more than 2 years. Jeffrey S. Churchwell, 60, of Elkhorn, has been defecating sometimes several times per day outside of and on a building at Natureland Park in the Rock County town of Whitewater since 2017, according to Walworth County Sheriff's Office, reports obtained by the Gainesville Gazette through an open records request. Churchwell was cited for disorderly conduct and agreed to pay $365 fine plus $5,705 in restitution to the County Public Works Department, which cleaned the messes, according to the reports. The school board, can you imagine working for the Public Works Department there, and every day you have to go through the park and find out where the piles of shit have been left? And why did it take so long for them to figure out who the hell was doing this? Like, it was just like part of their daily routine. Like, all right, well, we're going to, you know, open the gates to let the visitors into the park, clean up trash, clean up the shit off the building.
It's part of their everyday work that they've got to come and
the school
look for random shit everywhere.
It becomes part of what you do. It's not a big deal after a while. The school board approved the high school English teacher's retirement as part of a December 18th staffing report. The approval came after a closed session to consider a staff employment retirement issue. Churchwell's worked for the district since August 1990. His retirement takes effect January 16th. So he's retiring as of next week. This is very exciting. According to the reports, the sheriff's deputy met with Brent Brooks at the Walworth County Highway Shop on October 8th about a complaint that someone had been defecating on a park building and leaving used toilet paper behind. So he's shitting on the building, which is a feat in its own, because, you know, to shit on a vertical surface is a tough thing, unless maybe he just had some nasty shit that was just kind of like projectiling onto the building, but he was bringing toilet paper, so at least that was happening. Brooks told the deputy the person did this up to 5 days a week, sometimes multiple times per day.
Well, yeah.
The parks department cleaned up the mess several times, occasionally having to pressure wash the building and repair the paint. Ugh. Man, he was taking the paint right off of the building. The department had received numerous complaints about the nuisance. According to the reports, Brooks gave the deputy photos from trail cameras that showed a man defecating in the park. The cameras also revealed a gray Chevy Malibu parked nearby and a partial license plate number, both of which were used to identify Churchwell. His driver's license photo matched the man in the trail camera photos, according to the reports. On October 8th, I lost my spot, damn it. Hold on. The deputy saw Churchwell's vehicle driving near the park. and stopped him as he was driving into the park. Told authorities had photographic evidence. Churchwell acknowledged his behavior and said he was being an idiot. He said runs in the park and changes in the bathroom, and that he also occasionally defecates in the park on his way to work at Milton High School, according to the reports. He said he had been doing it since summer, but later admitted he had been doing it for more than a year, according to the reports. When asked why he did it, we're all wondering this, right?
Right.
Churchwell said stupidity.
Oh, no.
According to the sheriff's office reports, well, I can be stupid sometimes. Not going to shit on a public building.
Yeah.
The reports also say Churchwell stated he had done it at a park to be disrespectful and for the convenience. First off, why to be disrespectful? And how is it convenient to pull off the side of the road in your Chevy Malibu, get out, go to the building, drop trow in the middle of the outside, shit on it, on the building, have to wipe up? That's not convenient. You work at a school. They have bathrooms there. So you're coming from home, which has a bathroom, and going to a school that has bathrooms.
Yep. You got to poop outside.
The Gazette could not reach Churchwell for comment. However, he called Rebecca Cannibal of the Milton Courier, saying that he would talk only to her. After 33 years of teaching, 30 in the Milton School District, I have decided to retire. It's been a privilege to work in this area, he told Cannibal about without commenting further. The school district was unable to immediately provide copies of the retirement agreement to Churchwell for Churchwell under the state law. The subject of a records request has up to 10 business days to seek a court order to prevent an entity from releasing the records. On an October 9th letter to the sheriff's deputy, Churchwell apologized and said he realized he made a mistake. I am so disappointed in myself. I have the great opportunity to choose political rhetoric in this class. I stress the importance of involved citizenship, and then there I am being a lousy citizen of Walworth County. My hypocrisy now sickens me, the ML reads. So he's a political rhetoric. He's taught political rhetoric.
Right.
And now he's upset about what a bad citizen he is because he shit on the building.
And peeled the paint.
People had to clean that up.
I think there would be a big old tree right about there.
Some tells me that. I don't know what Bob Ross is saying, but
good place for my little squirrel to live.
Dude, he sounds like a pervert. We've talked about this.
Let's put a few little highlights in here just to make your little rascals just sparkle in the sun.
Let's put a few fucking little highlights in there. Oh, I'm so hard right now.
So as you were going through this and you sent the link earlier, and I remembered we had stories of people just randomly taking poops in places. There was one with a jogger. Yeah, so I'm trying to find these as you're reading the story because I like to at least reference back to it. And I find all our old episodes and the titles, and I see the photos and the little highlight thing, and I'm just howling over here. So let's see.
We've talked a lot about poop.
Yeah, there's one with the lady. She's like in a Starbucks, and they don't make her coffee right. So she pulls her spandex down and starts hurling poop at the barista. And then I hit some of the pictures looking back over it. We were talking earlier about going back and some of the episode titles, the UP butt grabber. I had unicorn saddles, poop napkins. So yeah, it was just kind of big bulbous butt. Kelly makes burnt brownies. So I was just almond boneless chicken. So I was just laughing at a lot of that as the story was good, but some of the old stuff of where we've been over the years just had me cracking up. So,
oh man.
Anyhow, you figure the guy, you know, it's easy enough if you've got places and you're going to have a bathroom. Why? I mean, but maybe there was something about him that just really liked that rush. Maybe he got of taking a shit somewhere in public and not getting caught for it. Although he ended up getting caught anyway.
I guess it's not any worse than, like, you know, you get these guys who are just jerk it in public.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, but then again, I'd rather probably see that than somebody taking a shit, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, probably.
You're seeing dick either way, I feel like.
Yeah. That's right. Well, speaking of seeing dick, now, one of the things, too, Melissa said, you know, at some point, you know, I told her, and I'll say last year, like it was forever ago, but last year that we were going to try to find some time, and it's, you know, it's going to be like a New Year's resolution, I think, but try to find some time to get together, hang out for a little bit, maybe figure out how to record an episode remotely somewhere where we get together. And one of the places you and I talked about, we've talked about Chicago because it's closer for you, but not that far for me. And then we thought, well, why don't we make it fun? We'll go to Las Vegas. And she said, at some point was like, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. It's like, well, hold on a second. Nobody's inviting you. Okay.
So no, inviting you.
Nobody's inviting Kelly. And, you know, especially if we go to Las Vegas, we don't want our wives there to ruin us.
No, getting, slows you know, down.
Yeah. Just slowing us down and, you know, getting some strange and stuff like that. But this,
some strange. Sorry. Go ahead. Some strange. We're banging strange.
Yep. We're getting some strange in Las Vegas. So, this particular story really called out to me because I figured at some point that this could have been something that we could have partaken in, but as luck would have it, this chance is now expired, Rob, much like this woman.
Well, I want to bang a senior citizen prostitute.
Well, don't tell everybody. This is my story.
My apologies. I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't want to steal your thunder here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So this last one takes us to World News Daily Report.
We don't like. Turn into a happy little tree or something.
Fucking Bob Ross.
That's one takes us to World News Daily Report, where a page turns in a Las Vegas history. 76-year-old prostitute retires after satisfying her 500,000th client. Today marks.
I like those nice, those. Never mind.
I don't know.
The photos got to go on.
they still show art. Right click, save image as. They still look. They look supple and firm. Today marks an important milestone in the history of prostitution in Nevada.
I don't like beanbags.
As the legendary prostitute Beatrice $3 Thompson announced her retirement.
She'll do anything for $3.
$3 Thompson.
That was expensive back then.
Yeah,
when she started.
Yep. She announced her retirement after a 54-year career that left 500,000 customers satisfied, including four American presidents. Nicknamed $3 for the price of a blowjob when she started working in the sex industry, Ms. Thompson rapidly became known as one of the best in the profession.
I bet she can go balls deep. Just take the whole thing in there.
The Sex Workers Union of Nevada named her Sex Worker of the Year.
Oh, that's
17 times.
I used to be the treasurer. I don't know if you did that.
Yeah. 17 times between 1969 and 1992, and honored her contribution to the profession with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2011.
A Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yep. Beatrice Thompson. Man. Says she thought she could have retired years ago, but she had always, like you said, what a time to be alive. Always loved her job and wanted to reach an objective she had set for herself decades ago. When I was younger, I could satisfy 50 to 100 men per day.
Wow, that's a lot of semen.
Yeah. I decided I would reach 500,000 before retiring, but then it became less popular, so it took a few extra years to get there. Her very last customer, 34-year-old man from Hamburg in Germany, says he made the 5,400-mile trip specifically to see Miss Thompson. The best experience of my life. She has God-given skills and over 50 years of experience. It's like having sex with God, he said.
With God.
Yep. Now that she's retired, she intends to conduct. Oh, now that she's retired, Miss Thompson intends to contact the Guinness World Records Organization. To contact them to obtain the recognition she deserves for her accomplishment. She has several documents to prove her claim, including a wad-up Kleenex, employer records, tax records, and even tens of thousands of customer reviews on Google Maps.
Yeah, and Yelp.
Might have been a few of those. The actual record is held by Louise and Martine Falkens, twins who were both prostitutes in Amsterdam's red light district.
Oh, that's where we're going on vacation with my mom.
That's right. Oh, man. If she's got a twin, you got to leave. And had sex with 355,000 men combined in their run.
Or she's only twice the slut.
Yeah. Well, no, almost three times, or only 177,500 each.
Wow.
She had 500,000 all by herself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, she didn't have any Botox either.
No, you can tell.
Yeah. Those lips you are real. Tell those,
that's all natural.
Yep.
Nothing fake about her.
Yep. No, not at all.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Thank you, World News Daily Report.
Speaking of IHOP.
Story.
That's true. World News Daily Report. Well, shit, Rob. That's 119.
That's it. That's it right there.
By the way, back in the saddle.
If you want to hear some of the other headlines on World News Daily Report.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, Robert. Did you hear about the woman who sues her ex-roommate for $1.2 million for training her parent to sexually harass her?
No.
Oh, man. How about
that? That doesn't seem right.
No, there's the pregnant teen who seeks 13 paternity tests after a gangbang with a football team.
That's fine.
Oh, man. Donald Trump is addicted to penis enlargement pills, claims his ex-wife.
Oh, which one?
Oh, I don't know. The one whose pussy he grabbed. Oh, that's all of them. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, shit. Well, if you'd like to leave us a message like Melissa did early on in the episode, the number is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882. And for those that can't spell, it's 2627.
Yeah, you need to translate that for my mom. She gets upset.
Yeah, she does. She does get upset, but leave us a message and we'll play it back on a future episode.
Yeah. See you next week, maybe, most likely.
I hope so. Goodbye.
Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.